I didn't really comprehend any of what was going on here. There was way too much complication. I would almost, if I was the district alderman, this alone would have me want to sit down with you and discuss this. And I've been reading about zoning and stuff for a lot of years, so I can understand why she might have some questions about what's stated there. The note to notice on the future owners, is that done? That's something you suggested on page 56. That is included? Is it? It is. It's a recommendation by staff. Is it in the ordinance?
Yes.
Okay. So that one's covered. That's good. We got one. The on page 57 and page 65, there's a delineation date that's different from what staff reports. The delineation date, it says that the report is dated in 2015. On page 65, it says the delineation was done on 2014. I would ask for the correction to be made. A report date written is different than the delay date of the delineation completed, and the completion date starts the five-year frame, not the report. Then I had on, who is the reviewing agency for the city on the NRPP? If we don't have an NRPP, we obviously don't have. But is staff doing that in-house when we get the NRPP, or is that going out to a consulting engineer?
We did that one in-house, I believe, except for the wetland delineation. They might have had that.
Okay.
But
so
other than the wetland, did you get the congrats yet?
The delineation was done in 2015 by an assured delineator, so no concurrence is needed. I've asked the DNR for a concurrence letter, and they said they wouldn't provide one because we used an assured delineator.
Okay. So I know that R.A. Smith did do the delineation. I also know that R.A. Smith sometimes does reviews for NRPPs, so I just want to make sure we're not having the same person. You're going to tell me that's not happening. Good. Okay. On page 69, there is a pond. Does this pond meet the statutes of a waters of the state, or is there, like for Cupmeyer Lake, there was no public access, there are hidden lakes, there was no public access. Are we violating the public trust doctrine by not including some kind of public access when we're talking about this pond? Does it meet those standards? Does anyone know the answer to that?
I looked at the DNR surface water viewer, and this pond, to my recollection, did not show up as a water of the state.
But now that it is large enough to float a canoe, big enough to classify as a, you know, is it then classified as that, and how does that fit into our ordinance under public access?
I believe she's referring to the requirement that public access be provided to every navigable waterway every half mile. I don't think the shoreline is half a mile in this pond.
Okay. Do we want to consider having that, since this is a significant natural resource in our community? Do we want to make it strictly private, or do we want it as a public resource for our residents? Because we have a lot of, you know, people that used to, we used to ice skate there, we used to fish there, now I can't have any access to it.
It's not one of sewer packs, natural areas. So I'm leaning towards one.
And how does the district dollar person feel about it? So I didn't get a lot of answers to my questions. Some of them did pan out as answers, and I'm satisfied with those. But the other ones still are a question to me and things that haven't been done. So just a suggestion to the alderman, if the table doesn't stand for the project for tabling it, I would suggest putting subject to all staff conditions and review by the city attorney.
Well, let me address that, because if you turn to page 54, see a heading that says introduction. And right below that it says, please note, staff recommendations are underlined in italics and are included in the draft ordinance.
But not the other ones.
But not suggestions. That should answer your question. It's been that way for 25 years, for a long time. So, anyway, there's a motion on the floor to table. Mr. City Attorney.
I'd like to hear from Mr. Dito or the applicant. What is the size of this pond?
Who wants it? Dan?
Quarter acre?
I have no idea. I mean, I don't have a scale to make that measurement. I just figured it was an inland pond on a
private
piece
land.
Of property.
It's private property, folks.
So we assume it's navigable, so they identified a 75-foot shore buffer. So we thought we were covered.
Mr. City Attorney.
With regard to the motion,
can I believe this crap?
The city planning manager informed the common council that there's a February 12th deadline absent a written grant of postponement by the applicant. If you table it, it's automatically approved without conditions by state law.
Could you say that again?
If you table it without a written agreement from the applicant to postpone it, CSM is automatically approved by midnight on February 12th under state law without any conditions, because there's a time limit on reviewing applications for land divisions.
Do you know how long this would take in the city of Oak Creek? They would have been on out the door already.
And they probably would have had all these questions answered, too.
The questions were answered because they are part of the ordinance, as the document states. Relative to the motion to table, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
I'd like to clarify the motion.
All those in favor to table, which was what the motion was, all those in favor to table signify by saying aye.
Point of clarification.
The motion was to table.
Point of clarification.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
It's understanding that the motion to table would require the applicant's approval, and is the maker of the motion asking for that?
The motion? Madam Clerk, please read the motion back.
I understand what the motion
Alderwoman
is.
Alderwoman Suzanne Mayer moved to table a resolution conditionally approving a three-lot certified survey map, seconded by Alderwoman Wilhelm.
On the motion to table, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Any opposed?
No.
Any opposed?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes, opposed. No.
No.
Or no, yeah.
Yeah, let's do a roll call since that was so energetic.
Alderwoman Mayer.
No.
Alderman Barber.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
No.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman D'Andrea.
No.
So the motion to table fails. The motion on the council action sheet says a motion to adopt resolution 2017, whatever it's going to be, conditionally approving a three-lot certified survey map and all the descriptors at 11906 to 11908 West Loomis Road. Is there a motion regarding this matter?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. Alderwoman Mayer.
Want to put in the staff recommendation or the staff suggestion that the subject property be rezoned R3 prior to recording the CSF. And hang on, I wasn't prepared for that. To make sure that all staff recommendations are in the resolution.
Mayor, could I?
Alderman Mayor still has the floor.
Yeah, to definitely make sure that the R3 is in there and all staff recommendations.
So we're adding a condition 16 that reads something like Outlot 3 shall be rezoned. We can't do that.
It's right there. It says staff would suggest that the subject property be rezoned to R3 prior to recording the CSM.
But we can't just sit here and say it's rezoned. Mr. Deedle.
A couple things. Suggestions, not recommendations. All the recommendations of staff are already in the resolution. We're only talking about suggestions.
Suggestions.
And there will be two suggestions. One is have outlot 3 not be out, not have lot 3 not be lot 3 be an outlot. And the second suggestion would be then to rezone all this in R3. That also would mean that they would also have to rezone, or we'd also be recommending at that time, rezoning C1 away and the immediate comp plan amendment. Because it's comp plan right now for multifamily residential, not single family residential.
I guess that's my main concern, is why wasn't that done anyway? I mean, you're coming in here and you're saying, you know, we're going to split up this property into three lots. Kind of saying that it's a single-family residential area is my assumption, but you're still going to keep it zoned R8, which means that you can build multifamily homes on it. So well, I guess I just want open transparency.
Sure, absolutely.
Well, I'm not feeling that right now. So
okay. Whatever we can do, you know, it's currently zoned R8, and it's currently on the comp plan for commercial. So we don't have any plans for the property, but the comp plan and the underlying zoning seem to suggest a more intense use here. So we don't think that we didn't even want to touch the zoning or the comp plan. The intent of this whole process is to take a single parcel that has two buildings on it, to divide it, and to dispose of it. We're not sure what future users may envision for this property, but the R8 zoning and the comp plan designation for commercial suggests something more intense than single-family lots on Loomis Road. So we thought we would just leave that alone. We have preliminary plans for lot 3. We certainly don't want to designate it an outlot. Statutorily, definition of an outlot is unbuildable. So I wouldn't volunteer to call property that we own unbuildable, especially when we don't have the zoning, we don't have the public utilities, and you also have the Natural Resource Protection Plan all protecting this property from anything ever being done to it. So really the intent of the whole process here is to simply divide the property by CSM to create three lots. Two of them we would just intend to sell. We're based in Kenosha, Wisconsin. We don't necessarily want to manage property, homes, and Franklin.
So what is your intention for lot 3?
Sell it.
Lot 3 has a sanitary sewer running down Ryan Road. I believe it's shown on the comp plan for single-family residential. We thought an appropriate use would be exactly what's across the street from the subject property, which is single-family home sites.
So, like 3 or 4 single-family?
I don't know what the property would support, because we did the detailed natural resource protection plan on lot 1 and lot 2, recognizing that there's more natural resources on lot 3 that includes the woods. So there's more intense study that needs to be done on lot 3, but we've completed on lot 1 and lot 2. So I mean, I don't own the property. I just work for the owners. But it seems like a good spot for a couple single-family home sites for lot 3. That's why I don't want to call it an outlot.
Okay. I'm fine with the motion as long as all the recommendations go in the resolution.
I think we ought to talk about this for another hour or so. If anybody has any misconception of why the city of Franklin has the reputation it has in a development community. This is prime example. It's a three-lot certified survey map. We spent half hour on minutia that doesn't belong on this certified survey map. This is a major...
That's your opinion, yeah.
Did I just get shushed?
Yeah. That's your opinion.
I guess, since I've been elected mayor, I'm entitled for that, aren't I? Mm-hmm. And I'm the guy that has to meet with these folks outside of Area D and try to convince them that we're a great place to do business. Bear Development is one of the largest developers in southeast Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And here we're running them through the mill? Come on, folks. Don't ever question why Oak Creek's having our lunch. Do not question that. We play games. We don't want to put roads in a business park. Every other business park in the world has their roads in it. We don't want to do that.
Point of order. Are we still on?
I'm sorry, Alderman.
Okay.
Can you tell I'm a little upset? I hear every day from constituents, why does Oak Creek get this? Why does somebody else get that? This is why. This is exactly why. I mean it. There's a motion on the floor. Is there a motion on the floor?
Yes.
And that motion is?
Alderman Barber moved to adopt the resolution, and it was seconded by Alderman Dandrea.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Milhelm.
No.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Vote is 3 ayes, 2 noes. Motion carries.
There are no conditions in there. No.
There's no additional conditions.
Thank you.
Dan, have a nice night.
There's one more.
G6. Say hi to SR for me, would you please?
May I have a question on this one?
Let me announce it first. G6 is a resolution authorizing certain officials to accept a conservation easement as part of those properties on Loomis Road. Alderman Wilhelm.
Quote from the developer on the last one was, more intense study needs to be done on Lot 3. The conservation easement in front of us includes Lots 1, 2, and 3. Is the council being asked to approve a conservation based on an incomplete NRPP?
The answer is yes.
Okay. Could we then have some verification on the conservation easement documentation? Because I could not follow that the legal description of the conservation easement exhibit matched the conservation easement that we're voting on.
It doesn't match because I need to go and survey the steep slope next to the house. So the easement that you're acting on tonight needs to be revised. I need to go do further surveying to catch the slope.
And also, when I try to follow this with the legal description, it doesn't match this legal description. It gets to me to here, and then after that, I lose where the conservation easement goes.
I can have our registered land surveyor stamp that to verify the legal description.
Dan, how long do you need? 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Is there a motion to table in the next meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Question.
Alderman Mayer.
So this doesn't fall into any kind of timeline like the previous, okay?
It does. You just gave us 2 weeks on this one.
All those in favor of the motion to table to the next meeting signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Dan?
The motion only is in regards to the easement. Gotcha.
Thanks. G7, proposal from SmartNet North America Hosting relative to placing antennas on city property. Mr. Morrow.
Had a company approach us. There's a GPS enabled system where you would like to put a tower on one of our buildings. We really don't have a lot of detail at this time. Basically, would you be able to working out some sort of an agreement with this developer, whether it be free access to the GPS system or possibly make annual payments or something to that effect. But to learn that, we have to actually look at the buildings first.
Alderman Willem.
Does this need any type of FAA approval based on the frequencies? I notice it uses UHF. Sometimes UHF is an emergency. Yeah, I don't know if that's been looked into.
I don't think so, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
I believe it's a GPS receiver. Just provides more accurate data points.
I believe it helps us to triangulate our GPS better. I think in the near future, DOT will be requiring this system.
Instead of 3 meters, it's down lots less.
Well, just so we know that before we...
Yeah. Alderman Mayer.
I'll move to have Glenn investigate this.
Second.
Discussion? This can't be technical, Joel. What?
We were hoping to get direction from the council. Was there any preference on the site, and was there any preference on the three methods?
It's a nothing antenna. It's a nothing antenna. Just make sure it's not aesthetically unpleasing. Alderman Mayer.
Well, I would suggest Airways.
I like Airways.
That's
the motion here says
it's DPW.
Let staff go. Staff figure it out and bring it back to us.
He just asked a question. I just answered the question.
This is really for you guys. All those in favor of the motion refer to staff, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G8, Sewer PAC Commission Study of Traffic Flow at South 51st Street and Drexel Avenue. Mr. Morrow.
As you know, we had Sewer PAC actually look at the intersection of 51st and Drexel, as illustrated tonight by Casper. There is an issue certain times of the day. They waited until school returned to session. They did a study. They've done some modeling. We met with Sewer PAC and Alderman Wilhelm and Alderman Barber a week or so ago, and they are very close to finalizing the analysis, and hopefully the next meeting, if not the next meeting, definitely the meeting after, they would like to appear and actually give a full presentation.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I'll move to accept the draft traffic study related to the intersection of 51st Street and Drexel Avenue with the understanding staff will bring forward and present a finalized report to the Common Council, which will include a public input methodology no later than the second meeting in March.
Second.
Oh, hey, Matt. Is that okay?
I think so.
Okay. And I have a concern that the roundabout may be too small in terms of allowing opposing traffic access during those building times, those busy times. All those in favor of the motion?
One point of...
Alderman Mayer.
We have not decided on any roundabout yet.
No, but if they want to look at their recommendation, they can...
Okay, just making sure.
Alderman Barber.
There's also an analysis of the cost for the different options that I think needs to be... pros and cons, I think we mentioned that. They're coming back mm-hmm. with pros and cons and then a comparison to the actual costs. We asked them to do that as part of their presentation. So.
And I'm not sure that their recommendation takes into account the fire station to the east and school buses to the south.
It was discussed.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G10. A little bit unusual.
Nine.
Come on.
Nine.
See, this wouldn't happen in Oak Creek.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably true. They have electronic presentation.
They don't have a St. Martin's Bridge.
Resolution authorizing change order with Lunda Construction. This is, well, a little interesting, Mr. Morrow.
DOT has a process whereas a contractor who wants a bid is signed, can propose changes to the design as long as it still has the essential function as the original design, and any cost savings through this proposed change can basically be split 50-50. So they've done the initial phase by sending us a letter with an initial concept. They want to change from a a rigid structure to a flat top structure. To be honest, I'm not totally sure of the differences between those two bridges other than it requires less piers and some other incidentals. So it's another type of bridge, has the same exact footprint, still a bridge, and they're proposing some changes. This change order allows them to go into some detail and to figure out exactly how much of a change difference. So it'll push the project off a little bit, but I think it is, you know, we were looking for every penny under the cushions to fund the project, so I think this is good.
Anticipated savings is 52.5.
52.5 for the city. So
you know, total, for the city's portion.
So, yeah, so 104,000.
105,000. All right, Alderman.
Glenn, is it gonna be just an abrupt wall for traffic coming on, or is it gonna have some kind of a sidewall? In other words, is it gonna be? Yeah, is it gonna present a traffic hazard where somebody could crash into it, or is it not gonna have a wall at all where somebody could go over it?
It'll have walls that will be suitable for a future trail beside the road. So it'll be it won't be as narrow as it is now. So, but there will be walls, and that's one of the topics that I think he proposed to change. So we'll have to look at that in detail.
Okay.
So said differently, the bridge will be wider than the current.
Yes, but it was planned to be that way.
So it's going to be wider by another lane width?
It'll have room for a future walkway on both sides. So
it's another lane width divided in two. And then wing walls as opposed to direct abutts, right? I'm asking. I don't know.
It'll still have wing walls, I believe.
Wing walls.
Okay, good.
All those in favor? Is there a motion?
No.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G12, complete cleanup of a property at
10.
What did I say?
12.
Now, how the heck did I come up with 12? Because I'm looking at 10.
9.
But 9 was over there. Oh, well.
And you wonder why.
G10, authorization to execute a cleanup at 11436 West Swiss. This is being handled a little differently, Mr. City Attorney.
Not really. And it's all perfectly explained by the Director of Administration
The action sheet does cover it. The only thing that makes this a little different is when the initial proposal by the Assistant City Engineer for cleanup occurred, that was prior to them having access to the site and the court order being in place. So once the contractor could see what was not visible in the rear of the property, I realized the job was much bigger than originally planned. So they stopped the work at one point, but I recommend finishing the work. After all the effort you go through to start a cleanup, you don't want to stop just because you can't see it from the road. You want to finish it. So I would recommend authorization as set forth on the council action sheet.
So moved.
Second.
Just one quick point.
Alderman Mayor, who is the Alderman of the District?
No, Alderwoman Mayor is the Alderman of the District.
Oh, sorry. Alderwoman Mayor.
Yeah, it's Alderwoman Mayor's District. I just want to commend staff for following through on this. This is a huge undertaking, and I really appreciate it, as I'm sure the Alderwoman of the District appreciates and the neighbors all appreciate. So thanks to everybody who pursued this.
Question.
Alderman,
how long did this process take? I have one in my district, so I'm just wondering.
The first complaints, I believe, are 2014. So that's when it first hit the process, is beginning to try to get them to clean it up. Then you get them the ticket, and then eventually you get from municipal court and enforcement to Milwaukee Circuit Court order.
Check on the status of the one in my district. I think it's been longer than that.
What's the address? Do you know what the address is?
Not here.
Alderman Mayor, sorry.
I do have a question as to the how is this ensured that this doesn't happen again? Like if it doesn't.
I ain't no issue.
Once you clean up a property, if a person can go right back and begin to start accumulate stuff again, and you go through the enforcement process from the beginning each time.
Alderman Mayor, who just left the room, made it. I'm sorry, Alderman Barber made it.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Guys, any opposed? Motion carries 4 ayes, no noes, 1 absent.
Two absent.
Thank you. I get worked up. My blood pressure goes up, and you know, and that affects my vision. Item G11, authorization to purchase 2017 Jeep Cherokees.
So moved. So moved. Second.
You're supposed to say second, too.
I'm going to say second, then.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G12, an ordinance to amend all of the budget amendment ordinances. Mr. City Attorney.
Need four. And a roll call.
We have four votes. Yeah. Is there a motion to approve, adopt the ordinance?
So moved.
Second.
All right. I need all four of you. All those in favor? Roll call.
Alderman Dan.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Oh, I was worried you were going to go south on me, Suzanne.
Wait.
Item G13, motion passes 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent.
He returned to say that.
Alderman Mayor has returned to his seat at 8:38.
Right? 36.
It's a gag between the city attorney and I. An ordinance to amend 2016-2240, adopting annual budgets, general fund, capital outlay fund, Franklin for what, all the rest of that. This is municipal services, buildings, fire department, and IS.
And each of the items in here are following up about on the direction of the Common Council at the December 20th meeting.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all roll call, please, Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, no abstentions. Move on to item H1, licenses. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Approve from Tanya Belinsky down to Gdanak, operator for Jenny Nadler, that's hold for appearance. Then Laura Martinez is approved. Guy Roulette is hold for appearance. Eric Rutweller is hold for response from for legal opinion. And then the last one, Tony Ryle, is approved. And police incident reports are motion. I guess we can make that a separate motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Wilhelm.
Police incident reports from July 1st through January 1st. Motion to accept the reports with no further action.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item I-1, vouchers and payroll. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers with an ending date of February 2nd, 2017, the amount of $3,075,389.72, and payroll dated January 20th, 2017, in the amount of $402,264.33, and payments to the various payroll deductions in the amount of $396,934.10 plus city matching payments, and payroll dated February 3rd, 2017, the amount of $358,415.62, and payments to the various payroll deductions, the amount of $202,801 plus city matching payments, an estimated payroll dated February 17th, 2017, estimated the amount of $391,000, and payments to the various payroll deductions, estimated the amount of $370,000 plus city matching payments, and property tax payments and refunds with an ending date of February 2nd in the amount of $17,049.75.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm. Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Motion carries 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Your email.